Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Powder Pig, hello.
Hi, is this Bubba the Trash Mouth Sponge?
Well, I don't know.
I think it is. Bubba, I listen to you. My kids listen to you because you're the kind of music they can dance.
By the way, welcome to the Bubba Army Podcast, Lummy. I thought I'd open up with the infamous Kim Hates Bubba.
Oh, nice.
From Droppin' Bass album.
Droppin' Bass.
Sing too, okay?
Right.
This is circa 1994 on the Power Pig, 1990 Quad.
Got my kids come in here complain.
Welcome to the Bubba Army Podcast. We got a lot of other stuff, a lot of stuff to talk about too. But I figured we'd open up with some stuff like this. Just a little different, just kind of changing it up a little bit, Blummel.
And hooping and hollering because of the way you talk to kids on the phone. I understand that's your job. You got to do your ratings, okay? But let it be a time like after 9 o'clock. Most of these kids are 10 and under that are calling in lately.
Sounds like lack of parenting to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could tell my kid don't listen to that radio show, and he wouldn't unless he gets his ass whipped.
At least talk to them. They listen to that kind of music. They don't have another station to listen to that kind of black music.
Oh. Black music.
Ma'am.
What?
Are you being racial?
No, I'm not being racial. Because if I could be racial, believe me, you wouldn't be the same damn color I am.
Good comeback, by the way. I kind of like that. If I was being racial, I wouldn't let you be the same color I was. Pretty much stops a feller in his tracks, doesn't it?
I guess.
What color are you?
No, it really accentuates how fucking racial you really are.
Right.
Yeah.
You are.
Well, why are you trying to say you don't want me to be your color?
No, the only thing I'm telling you to is to be a little more politer to the children that call.
Politer.
More politer.
Well, why do you
more politer.
I say black music. I play Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad. Great example.
I play UB40. They're not black.
Right. But let me ask you this.
I play Ace of Base. She ain't black.
No, you probably can't produce them.
Did your mom have any kids that left? I don't think so, you
hoe. Yeah,
get off me.
Jerk. But the thing is, you want your radio.
Blitz, I wonder why I had a 72 share because nobody was doing shit like this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, shut up, you big girl.
You want that? You want Federal Trade Commission on your hands?
Federal Trade Commission.
Federal Trade Commission.
Yes, and how about Public Service Commission? And guess what?
Hey.
Public Service Commission.
Pikachu.
Man, she was tore up on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
and you know
honey,
what?
Have you
I'm
heard
gonna tell everybody you like to suck.
Damn.
Like to suck what, bitch?
Suck dick.
Love me.
What?
I don't know if that's quite what we were going for.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, love me. What the hell?
Suck penis.
Jesus.
Far big hello.
Oh, suck penis. That's way better.
Hold on.
Bubba?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Bubba. How you doing?
Fine. What can I do for you? What's your name?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I just have to say that this radio station really sucks. Sorry, I just had to say it. You've been acting... The pig station fits you to a T, because I really think that you are a pig, too.
You think my station sucks?
Yeah, I really do.
And you think that I suck?
I think that you're a pig, just like what your radio station says.
What? Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
Where? Long Island?
Yeah.
Long Island or Rhode Island?
Long Island, New York.
Are you a spring breaker?
Yes, I am.
So what right do you have? Do I go up there and listen to your radio station and say...
I wish you would come up and listen to our radio
station.
You can hear a real radio
sweetheart,
station.
Sweetheart, I'm familiar with Hot 97, PLJ, Z100, and all those other little punk-ass wannabe radio stations. I'm familiar with all of them. They couldn't be a pimple on my ass. Won't you take your rude Long Island ass right back where it came from?
But that's what everybody in Florida wants to say now, right?
Yeah.
Because I sure as hell didn't ask you to come down here. Okay, you little bitch? I didn't ask you to be down here.
Yeah, Anna, this is like I was rolling this way in 93.
I know.
92, 93.
Okay, you find it necessary to come down here and lay your fat Long Island ass in the sun and sponge out.
And then when I didn't get my way, I just hung up on him.
There you go.
That's how you roll, ho.
How?
So, oh, hold on.
Bitch.
I love this old shit. Thank you. I love
it. Hello.
Hi, Bubba.
Yeah.
Cindy.
I
need your help.
How old are you?
19.
You're 19.
Born 1973.
1973. How old would she be right now?
Old.
Old as fuck.
45.
Like 40, 43. So no, she'd be like 47 or 8.
yeah,
old as blitz. Old as fuck's at.
Yeah, old as fuck.
Number 14.
My ma.
Yeah.
Really? She got it going on?
Yeah.
How old's your ma?
35.
Really?
Watch. Anna, watch me trying to fuck her mom.
My special line's ringing. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Don't leave.
I won't.
Special line's ringing.
Cindy.
I'm calling right back, okay?
Okay.
No, I'm not talking to you. I was talking to somebody else.
Oh.
Which is my personal cell phone. Some chick calling.
So, what kind of problem do you got? Don't mention your name.
Okay.
You told my producer, Glee, we got a problem with the guy.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's his first name?
Chuck.
Okay, what's Chuck doing to piss you off, Cindy?
Well, he's a hypocrite, and,
Well, we all are, please. Every man, woman, and child in this world's a fucking hypocrite, are we not? Please.
Of course, yeah.
Cindy, can I be honest with you?
What?
Most men are.
I know, but I just...
See, men are like...
Man, I didn't even know where they were going with this on Lummy. I've stayed true to the game all my life.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Some guy will be, like, forking you.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you everything you want to hear.
I know.
And then behind the back, to all the guys and stuff. And they start doing locker room talk.
And then I always end up with a kid.
What's that?
I end up with a kid then.
Oh, shit.
Oh, 19 with a kid.
Oh, you got a kid now.
Yeah, but not from Chuck. But listen to the problem I'm having.
Time out. You're currently porking Chuck.
Uh-huh.
And you like Chuck. But you got knocked up and had a kid by somebody else?
Yeah, before I met Chuck.
Obviously.
Yeah, my daughter's 4 months old now.
Cindy, you little hoe?
No, I'm not.
Well, can you say you're not a hoe?
Because I'm not a hoe.
Well, what happened to the guy who porked you and got you pregnant?
Well, he's in the Marine Corps, and he's 28 years old, and he says he's too young to be a father.
So where's that put Chuck in the scheme of things?
Well, I don't know. The way he's acting and treating me.
Man, see, Anna, there was no other social media to get the word out. If you wanted to talk bad about Chuck, you had to call the radio station and talk fuck up shit about Chuck.
Exactly.
And then you had to call Chuck up and say, hey, I just called Bubba. I think he taped me saying some shit. And I listened to 93.3 The Power Pig. Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm going to show you. I'm going to fucking call you out socially. There was no Twitter. There was no fucking Insta. There was no TikTok. There was no Facebook. It was just the Bubba the Love Sponge.
That's how you got
show.
The word out.
Yeah.
So you got some undesirable baggage saying.
Yeah. But see, you know, the problem is he throws his attitude at me. See, he can drink whenever he wants. The minute I touch a beer, God, you have to drink that beer, or you have to smoke that cigarette.
You drink? You smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes.
And I was the meanest, most fucking stereo. Like, I just was so fucking mean. Listen.
It's bad.
And I occasionally drink.
Cindy?
Yes?
You're just talking about a hoe.
No, I'm not.
Bubba.
Cindy, you got pork.
Why are you treating me like that?
Cindy, you got pork.
Do I sit there and say you're
all? Pumpkin, listen to me.
What?
I just feel bad. Because
for calling me a hoe, you should.
Your life's in the crapper right now,
no,
Pumpkin.
No, it's not. I love life right now. I have everything going for me.
Yeah, you got a guy that fucking doesn't like you because you drink and smoke too much. You got a fucking kid from a guy that's in the Marines that says he's too young to be a dad. I mean, you know, to me, it's not like you're going so good for you.
I'm going to college.
But you got knocked up by some guy that's never going to see again.
We were together for 2 years.
Okay, is he going to support the child?
So far, he is.
Okay, you got porked by a guy that got you knocked up. You're 4 months. You have a 4 month old kid, and now your boyfriend.
He's not really my boyfriend. We're seeing each other, but at the rate he's going, you know, I'm ready to have you call him up and say, you know, buddy, hit the road.
Blitz, I was doing real War of Roses shit back in the day.
Yeah,
real.
You there?
Guess not.
Oh, Cindy number two. Last one before we open the show. I guess she recalled up Blitz.
Power pig, yo.
Bubba.
Yeah.
This is Cindy again.
The chick I hung up on earlier?
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
You mad at me?
A little bit. I don't know. Because you treat me like shit. No reason.
14. All right, 14. Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Cindy.
My mom wants
to. I was always acting like I was real busy on it, like you're bugging me. I got 14. I got line 14. That bitch wants to blow me. Okay, hold on. Cindy, what do you want?
Okay, quickly.
Okay, quickly.
Look, I got her on 14 and wants to blow me, Guido says.
If she's gonna be mad at me, if she's gonna be mean to me, I'm not talking to her.
No, she won't be mean.
I don't wanna
and then I just put some funk bass behind it. And
her.
Hello?
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Bubba.
Oh, this is Cindy's mom now.
Oh, she's pissed.
Oh, yeah, she sounds like a real fucking ruthless bitch.
I listen to Power Pig, too, you know.
Can you hold on for a second?
Huh?
Can you hold on?
Sure.
Hey, boom! Sounds like a trucker. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, but that was quick. No, I was going to tell you, well, I listen to Power Pig all the time, too, with my kids. I got two kids. I was a young mother, too.
How old were you? Like, you were like 15 when you got knocked up, weren't you?
Yeah, the first time, but I've been married for,
You know where I'm going with this, don't you, Anna?
Yeah.
Where am I? Anna, you haven't heard this. Where am I going with this?
That you got knocked up?
No, hold on. Where do you think I'm going with this? I got the mom on the phone. She got knocked up when she was 15. Cindy's
Irish. You're going to try to fuck her?
No. I'm going to call her a hoe just like her fucking mom's sister, just like her kid is.
Oh.
Mama, what? I hate to tell you, but you're a hoe too. Cindy gets in honestly. What? You call me a hoe? Yeah, boom. Hit. Then you're going to
get her pissed off and then cut her off.
Then you're going to hear.
I'm no hoe.
I ain't no hoe. You can't call me no hoe. Boom. A way over exaggerated hang up. Everybody knew it was coming too. I think I should start using this more like when Crackhead Calvin and those people call.
Oh, yeah. Gary, when he gets sniped. Anyone that gets sniped.
Anybody, just from now on. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Who's this?
Is this Todd Lund?
Who's this?
This is Largo Sambo.
Yeah, okay, what do you want, Largo Sambo? I'm busy. I'm in the middle of a podcast. Usually we don't take phone calls, but what?
It's important. Hey, can I get one of the Bubba Army signs with the... I like to display it pristine on the front. So could I get the autographs on the back, including Tyler's?
No, we're only autographing the front, and we also offer those unautographed as well. You either get it unautographed, or you get them autographed in the front. Okay, buddy?
10-4.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks.
Sorry, Sam. It's not special order deal here on the fucking new signs available at Bubba Army Store. Bubba Army Shop or BubbaArmyMerch.com. They're going out like hotcakes.
Almost 25 years.
So it kind of runs in the family of being promiscuous.
No.
Your daughter got knocked up when she was 18. You got knocked up when she was 50.
Right, but I was also married at 15.
Damn. Where are you from originally?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
My mother has 10 kids. Her and my dad are married 50.
No, she's just giving, honest, she's giving me way too much information. Mm-hmm. Way too much.
There's 10 kids left.
And when did she first get knocked up? How old was she?
She was about 15.
God, you know, a girl has even developed into a woman at the age of 15.
What? Jeez, who are you kidding? Huh?
So what's your point?
No, I just wanted to know if you would apologize to Cindy.
For calling her a hoe?
Yeah, we don't raise hoes in our family. We're all good girls.
Well, your mom got knocked up when she was 15.
Huh?
You got your mom got knocked up. knocked up when she was 15. Yeah. You got knocked up when you were 15. And your daughter got knocked up when she was 18 and is even currently married to the guy and is forking somebody else.
Yeah.
That's a hoe.
No, a hoe stands on the street and charges money.
No, a hoe, that's actually a smart hoe, but she's a stupid hoe because she's doing it for free.
I haven't
heard this shit in a long time, man. Welcome to the Bubba Army Podcast. I have no idea how long this shit's going to last, to be honest with you, but it is the last podcast of the month, so hopefully you download the shit out of it. Tell your friend and everybody else to download this shit out of it, because we need a little bump for February.
We need bumps.
Suck that podcast, asshole.
Yeah, suck our pod. Ooh. You know what? Rim us.
Oh,
give us a podcast rim. Oh,
Boof me. Boof me. Boof me harder.
Get up in my guts. Wow. We're really breaking you out of your shell, bitch.
Doing it every octave.
Now, do any of your friends, Anna, like your guy friends that might work at other radio stations, are they seeing the progression of your blummelness? Are they like, if, because I mean, you're really good friends with a couple of guys.
You mean just like Will?
Yeah.
It's really just Will.
Okay.
Just call him.
Trying to be a little more K5 about it, but it's okay. Has Will said, "Hey, Anna, I mean, you know, you and Blitz are a thing now. You seem a little happier."
Will and I talk frequently, and so we talk about a lot of stuff because we're boys like that.
I know, and a lot of guys that weren't as fucking cool and wired like Blitz would maybe have a problem with it. Be like, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. We're kind of seeing each other. I don't want you fucking talking to that dude anymore. There are dudes like that.
I know.
And Blitz ain't that.
But
he's cool.
But I don't date people like that.
Blitz don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. And
Will ain't getting them guts.
Will also has a girlfriend too.
Oh.
So there's also that.
But you and Will are like little sister girls, right?
We're definitely sister girls. We're wives.
All right. And
I just want to let you know, Will, I'm really kind of liking Blitz.
I suddenly talk like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
No. But I mean, have you? Because you guys talk about everything.
Yeah.
Have you said, oh, I mean, I like him.
I've told I've told Will that we're, you know, giving it a shot, and we're talking about it on air.
Does Will ask the same questions I ask, or am I a little more over the top evasive?
I'd say you're probably a little bit more over the top. Will doesn't really ask like personal questions like that. If I offer up, obviously he's willing to hear details, but no, he doesn't pry like that.
How many makeouts this weekend?
There were a couple.
For real?
Yeah.
No, for real. Like,
he even,
like,
he
not
even
just...
touched my butt cheek, I think.
For real?
The top part of it. On the left side.
Like what kind of makeouts?
Like this. Oh, you can't see me. Oh, yeah.
I mean, are you guys on the heavy tongue deal now? Because
there
was
a little bit more tongue, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the beach.
Is he manhandling you? I mean, is he kind of...
A little bit. Yeah. But then I manhandle him right back because I'm going to have two stripes today. So, yeah. But for the most part, yeah, it's pretty mellow, but I like to just, you know...
Is your prediction still valid with regards to maybe penetration by my birthday?
Probably, yeah. I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're on the road to penetration.
What? You know how like pay-per-views have some kind of name to them, you know?
Hold on. All the under series for Indy is all the road to Indy.
Right, road to Indy, road to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's the road to penetration.
Yeah.
One step at a time.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Knowing
my past and...
Do you feel yourself kind of liking them?
Hitting the landmarks? Yeah, I like Blitz.
Yeah, I like, you know, like...
He's good.
And do you feel like... I saw it yesterday at the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
I saw it.
What'd you see?
I see you guys, like, really being... I know this sounds kind of douchey, but you guys are, like, really good friends and you're dating. Like, he knows your little fucking... He knows your weirdness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he deals with it. And I think that if you were to date anybody else, you'd either have to suppress your weirdness, which isn't good.
No.
Or they fucking get the hell, they're like, I can't do it.
You know, also,
like,
yes.
Like yesterday when we were in the paddock right by Colton Herta's vehicle, and you're like,
why do I turn into a fucking Muppet?
I want to go get a snack.
And Blitz is like, okay. And I go, where's your snack? And you go, at the car. And I go, well, do you know where the car is? Yes.
Well, I did offer to go by myself several times.
But Blitz, like, you're lucky you're not my girl, because I would have said, here's, you got, the, first of all, you got the keys. And I am not traipsing back so that we can eat some fucking grapes and some hummus. Fuck that.
I wish there was hummus.
Yeah.
I didn't bring any.
Blitz, God bless his little soul. Yeah. And Anna, I don't know how many guys that would traipse back another mile.
I didn't need him to. I said, I know where the car is. Just give me the keys. And
hold
he said,
on.
No,
I know
I
you
go
didn't
with
need
you.
Him to, but the fact that he did, doesn't that just lock him in as motherfucking the man?
Yeah, it does. It's nice, you know. To be honest, Bubba, I really didn't know where the car was, to be honest with you. So it would have taken me a little while to get there.
Blitz would have already been kicked out of the pits and back at the car by the time
honestly,
you found
it. Honestly, I was just trying to be like a big girl, but I had no fucking clue where that car was.
So what if I said, here's the keys, have fun?
Well, I just would have said, what floor? I would have eventually found it.
Right.
It just would have taken me a minute.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Blitz would already been, hold on. Blitz would already been kicked out and headed back to the vehicle.
Well,
by the time you would have located
I know the landmark, so if I knew the floor that it was on, I would have been able to find it. No
well,
problem.
When we walked up to the building, you guessed the wrong floor by you were off.
I would
by
have
a few.
Asked you, motherfucker, what floor it was on.
Bitch, don't even.
And here's what Blitz would have done. He already had a GPS coordinate. He dropped a pin, so to speak.
He would have pat me on the back and put a chip on my shoulder.
Well, like when
did
I grabbed,
you,
when
did
I grabbed
you drop,
her ass the other
did
day.
You drop, did you drop a pin at the car?
No, I knew where it was at.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. When you grabbed her smart. Ass yesterday, what?
I actually put a tile on her.
Now I'm chipped up. Yep. Chipped up, Bubs.
Now you're chipped up, Bubs.
Yep. Yeah.
But, like, I see it progressing way quicker than my birthday and perhaps maybe by his, the 26th of tomorrow's month.
Which is what?
March. Tom Bean and Greta Van Susteren's birthday or whatever.
Greta Van Susteren.
Greta Van Susteren.
No, Nancy Pelosi.
And Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, the great Tom Bean, and the great Chris P., better known as Blitz K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, are you gonna be like a girlfriend and do something
I'm
nice?
I'm going to take him out to dinner. Well, actually, no, I'm not.
Won't you make him dinner?
No, I don't know
that.
How.
Fuck that.
Naked. I don't know how to make dinner.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. They can go to like water and flour or something like that.
I wouldn't mind that. I think Blitz wants to go see some planes on base.
Yeah. We already have plans on our birthday.
Let me tell you about this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So we are coming back from Fort Walton Beach. It's me, Dan, and Blitz, and we're in the fucking Escalade. Well, Blitz knows that we have to go by this Air Force place on the way out, and this Air Force place is Eglin Air Force Base.
Yeah. But there's a museum out in front.
But out in front, on one side of the base, Blitz knows the highway. There's this outdoor. Air Force Museum that's got a lot of some really fucking cool planes.
It does.
And up on the plane, I mean, up as you get close to the plane, you can literally walk right up, touch its tires, touch the wing, like, you know, and then they got like any homeless people that would try to crawl up in it, they got it like sheet metaled off and shit like that.
Right.
But they have a little placard then that it describes what you're looking at. You know, this is a fucking B-18 with a fucking yippee-yo. It was in service from this to this. Blah, blah, blah.
Here's what it does.
Blitz. Now, I'm sure Blitz has been there.
I had never been there.
Oh, you never been there?
No, that's why I wanted to go.
And so, Anna, this motherfucker is like an encyclopedia. We would be walking up to a plane. And it would, you know, Blitz, what would you say? I mean, they were spaced so that they're probably 20, 25 yards apiece, wingtip to wingtip.
Sure.
And so by the time we would get, it had like a little concrete sidewalk. And as Dan and I, and we were all together, and as we were rolling up on there, Blitz would go, well, this is a F-118 Hornet. It was in service from 1958 to 1982. It was taken out of service in 82 and replaced with the B-46-18-5A.
I mean, I don't know that much. I know the name of the plane.
Blitz, you knew 85% of that fucking plane.
Yeah, I know generally when they're in service, generally when they retired, but I don't know, like... the exact dates or anything.
Did you go in or just outside?
No, you can't. Well, I mean, you
there's
can't
an inside
go
inside. Museum.
Yeah, it was closed.
It was COVID Jones.
Yeah, it was closed when we went.
Now, Blitz, what's on the inside of it? Just bombs and shit.
I've never been there.
Okay, but what do you think? Like, they can't jam hardly any planes in there, I gotta think.
No, there's planes. There's like suits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That might be kind of cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they might have had some air conditioning.
They did.
But
they do.
He knows so fucking much.
I know. About a lot of different things.
Oh. Who watched the Boeing deal?
We did.
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yep. I did too.
Yeah, we watched it together.
I watched it too, and Blitz, I can't believe that fucking Boeing was able to buy their way out of that bullshit, because that's some pretty bullshit.
I don't want to fly Boeing ever again.
If you're going, you're flying Boeing.
Oh, remember? That rhymes.
No, but like, Blitz, like that was some fucked up shit, how they tried to blame the pilot.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And even the pilots that, like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, so had they not had as much internal emails trying to fucking cover it up and trying not to make people recertify and trying to do shortcuts, had they not had the internal memos, I wouldn't be as mad. But since they knew that most of these pilots didn't even know about this system, I thought it was pretty fucked up.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, so
And you're an aviation absolute genius.
I've looked into a lot of it before, so there really wasn't much in that documentary that was, like, new to me.
Right.
But it seemed a little slanted against Boeing, too.
Yeah, well...
Well, one of our listeners used to work for Boeing, and he said it was pretty, like,
I gotta tell you, Blitz, I can understand that it could be slanted against, but how could Boeing have a different position other than the truth? Meaning, like, you know, like, it was just pretty much, it seemed like the facts, right? And they played reindeer games on getting the commission, you know, the paperwork, and then, I don't know, they tried to make the fucking lying pilots look like it was their fault. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it was determined that you had 10 seconds to identify this problem when it started happening, in order to save your life at the end of the day, because there was no, am I understanding it right, Blitz? There was really no humanly way to pull the yoke up in 5 second increments to be able to save the plane, because it gained so much airspeed. It got to the point where you couldn't nose it up.
Yeah. But so it happened prior, and the pilots that had correct training didn't have that issue.
But it shouldn't have been
an issue to begin with. I agree there.
Right, and you said the ones that had proper training, but wasn't it Boeing in itself that tried to say that even patronized Lion Airlines by saying absolutely no additional training will be needed? That was their own words.
That's why they sold so many of them.
Yeah. Well, because they didn't need to be recertified because it was basically already a 737 that had been certified.
Right. And so wasn't there a ton of cost on recertification?
Yeah,
a ton.
That's why they did. It's cost and time and all that. I mean,
right.
So I get that part of it.
So Blitz, the only way to have survived that is as you're rotating off the runway and you're nosed up, and that attitude adjustment fucking thing failed, and it starts trimming it quickly down. If you have to identify it with the, and it goes 10 seconds trim, 5 seconds not trim, 10 seconds trim. So within the very first trimming, the first 10 second trim, you have to catch it in order to be able to save yourself. If you don't catch it with the first trim, you're done.
I think you got a little more than that, but you have to do it fairly quickly, yes.
And I don't know. It all started out as a big, you know, being cheap and not putting a backup MCAS system on it. Remember, it was originally designed with two, and then they took one off and they just went with one on the left side. They originally had two, one on each side.
Yeah, they didn't even need the whole system. They just needed another sender or, you know,
unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
because a lot of other planes have two. And that way, if one's messed up, the computer knows, well, something's wrong.
Isn't anything to do with an emergency safety system have to have two for the most? Isn't aviation all about having two
backups?
Owned a plane, and almost every, you got two magnetos, mm-hmm. you have, you know, you just got two of everything for the most part, you know, for the crucial things,
right?
And you got two of everything. And I don't understand how, and they're still business as usual. Are they too big to fail? Is Boeing too big to fail?
If they did, it would be bad.
Just for the amount of jobs and the amount of commerce and
yeah.
Now has Airbus taken it, because you know they sold 5,000 of these 737 MAX,
mm-hmm.
8 MAX S ZFPs,
8 9.
Now can the families of all these people that died sue them civilly? Or is the settlement they have with the government doesn't admit any guilt, and they got fined $2.5 billion they settled with the United States government for $2.5 billion. We're talking about the documentary on Netflix called, what is it, The Downfall of Boeing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we've all watched it. Anna, what did you think about it?
I kind of drifted off a little bit the second half.
She was bored.
I wasn't.
It's a good documentary.
Listen, it was good. You have to understand, I was up very early that morning doing jiu-jitsu for a few hours, and then I went for a run in the sun. So I was just
in between juggling Blitz's balls.
Correct.
And you could get a breath and maybe watch a little bit.
Yes.
You might be interested. Has anybody seen the doc on Netflix about the woman named Anna, and she was the fake New York socialite, and she's played by Ruthie.
I was just about to say, that's not a documentary, I thought. I think it's a little preview.
It's called it's a series.
Yeah, let me
know. We looked at the previews, but we didn't watch it.
Because I love, what's her name, Julia Garner.
I started watching it, and I think I got through the first episode, but it's called Inventing Anna. And,
okay.
And it's a true story. It's based on a girl that really did this.
Do you want the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out recently. Yeah, you can play it.
I think I can play it.
Yeah, you can play it for the podcast.
Yeah, for the podcast. I watched it. I think I got through it. I can't quite remember.
I didn't know whether to start it or not. I didn't know it was based on a true story.
Well, it's loosely on a story. I think that
it says this whole story is completely true, except for all the parts that are totally made up.
What they did basically is what I think the made up part is this female journalist that's on the beat on trying to get the story. I think that might be the made up portion. But what she did and how she went to jail and how I think she maybe still might be in jail, and the millions of dollars that she duped in the socialite and the crowd that she ran in, all that's true. I just think that maybe they glamorized it.
Can I tell you
it.
Something?
Yeah.
When I saw the preview, I'll tell you what put me off now that I remember. Her stupid accent. Like, it sounds fucking fake.
Well, it is.
I'm like, where are you supposed to be from? You'll hear it. It sounds weird.
I might have a story. Her name is Anna Delvey. or Anna Sorokin. No one's sure. She's either a rich German heiress or she's flat broke. The charges are insane.
Anna committed real white-collar felonies.
Well, by the way, this is Ruthie on from Ozarks. And so, Anna, the problem that you have is that you know Ruthie. So
But her accent
posing
is
as a socialite in an attempt to steal millions of dollars.
Hi, Anna. I just had some questions.
You know where she's from?
Yeah, the one with Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, I knew it. I was like, her face looks so familiar. Do you remember My Girl?
Everybody be quiet. Sorry. We're listening to the fucking accent you want us to hear.
Sorry. I have a question. What are you wearing? You look poor.
She is everything that is wrong with America right now.
I am famous. People are painting a public picture of me as some criminal.
It's like a horrible fake accent.
I don't know what she's even trying to do.
British, Southern? Let me, this is right where, when I worked for Sirius, the Westin of Manhattan is like literally like this, almost where this is shot. And I could look out my room and see Times Square right there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And what is your story?
I'm a cold piece. Anna came to New York. No rich parents, no connections. Sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it.
And she did. I mean, it's good. Anna, I think if you could get through the accent, Anna, I think you'd like it.
Right.
I really do.
Get to the good part.
Can I take your order? I'm a servant what they want.
Anna is.
Were you guys did anybody like Scandal with Kerry Washington?
Never watched it.
Am I the only one? Looking for a lifeline, hello?
Yeah, I've never seen
it. Here. You have to work hard to get what you want. I've always known that. I'm building
what
something.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a whole
accent.
What
the fuck is
that? It's like a British-German deal.
Yeah.
Is she supposed to be?
She's supposed to be from Germany.
Club. Accept me on the VIP room.
It's $40 million to finance.
We have two banks interested in loaning her the money.
Holy shit.
To building something.
Not anybody watch the Orange is the New Black?
So this Anna Sorokin chick is supposed, she's Russian German.
Hold on. Anybody ever watch Orange is the New Black?
Yep.
No.
Remember
the tranny.
The transgender. Yeah. Lummy, those are called transgenders.
Sorry, transsexual. Transgender.
No, transgender.
Transgender.
They're not called tranny.
I thought that's what they called them in the show.
No, they may call that on the streets, my friend. You call them transgenders on the show.
It's a very lovely transgender lady.
They should.
To building something special. Do it on it.
$40 million loan?
How in the hell does that happen?
Anna, I'm telling you, you would like it if you can get through the stupid accent.
But you've only seen like what an episode? You think that you don't remember?
I don't remember at all. I'll have to rewatch it again today.
Okay.
I think I may have turned it off midstream, Willie, when I passed out.
Okay.
Stop thinking about it. What is it like? Really good, then.
Six episodes.
Like basic, What do you guys think? The most expensive resort in Morocco.
I realized the clues were...
Well, guess what? Then don't fucking watch it, Anna Hummel. I'm just trying to give you a suggestion.
Well, do you want a sister girl over it?
Yeah, I kind of like the sister girl over the deal, but you don't want a fucking sister
girl.
I'll watch it.
I like it.
It's because Blitz doesn't like it. It's not about fucking airplanes. Fuck him.
I'll make him watch it.
The Boeing one was good. Their stock's up.
We can watch it.
Their stock's up like $5 over the last...
What, Netflix, Willie?
Boeing. And Airbus is down. And as a Boeing
how the fuck does
worker,
that well, Boeing Blitz? They just had a full blown fucking "you suck" documentary done, and you just paid $2.6 zillion to the fucking government, and your stock's going up.
Because you still make good shit.
Yeah, a lot of people are investing in it.
Do you want to see the real Anna or whatever?
Yeah, I want to see the. I think I did see the real one back in the day when she. I think she's still in prison, is she not?
I don't know. If you skip ahead a little bit,
She gets out in it looks like through
the goal.
2 months.
She gets out when?
In 2 months.
For real?
Yep.
Sydney conwoman Melissa.
Is this what she looked like?
No. Go
I thought
for.
They deported her to Germany. Instead.
I think that might be her.
Well, she's in prison there, but
it's not easy interviewing a skilled charlatan. You've been described as a con woman. Very good con artist.
I don't see myself as such.
You don't think you've conned anybody?
No.
Anna's refusal to acknowledge wrongdoing is disconcerting.
She has crazy in her
eyes, by the way,
this is the
60 Minutes of Australia. Australia's got their own 60 Minutes.
Right. Yep.
But her willingness backwards. To talk about herself does give an insight into the mind of the fraudster. She could even, unknowingly, help us make sense of our own cons. Melissa Caddick and Belle Gibson.
I'm not this person who is like trying to trick her way into stuff. Like, I just asked them and they either said yes or no.
She got out early.
Bitch is out?
Yeah, she got out last year.
Yeah, it said that she got deported to Germany.
But they put her in prison there and then they let her out.
Okay.
Because of COVID-19.
Well, whatever. She didn't do anything.
So how much prison time did she do?
She got out in 2021. She was deported in 2019.
Hold on. When did she first go in?
April 25th, 2019.
Oh. That's when she first went in.
Yep.
2019. And she got out when?
She got out in February 2021. February 11, 2021.
So like 18 months.
Yep.
That she did in federal prison. And then they, as soon as she got out, they deported her?
She was released in February of 22, it says.
That's now.
I know.
No, it says on February 11, 2021, she was released from prison on parole with the COVID-19. In 2022, January, she tested positive for COVID-19.
I got a fact checker.
I'm just on Wikipedia. I don't know. This interview is from 2021.
What's her name?
Anna Sorokin.
Hey, Alexa, when did Anna Sorokin get out of prison?
I don't have an answer for that.
Mm-hmm, me either. Hey, Alexa, who is Anna Sorokin?
This might answer your question. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, Anna Sorokin is a physician based in Oakland, California, who specializes in foot surgery.
You didn't ask me if that answered my question because it did it, you dumb bitch.
Oh, it looks like she did get released and then they picked her up by ICE for overstaying her visa.
Oh, but that's how they fuck with you. They let you out, and then they have Pat McGovern and the boys around the corner ready to arrest you on another deal.
Okay. Yeah, because all of her Wikipedia says she was released in 2022.
Blitz, wouldn't that suck? And she's like, oh, yeah, they're letting me out. I'm going to fuck. Woo! And then next thing, right around the corner, the fucking boys are ready to get you again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So it says Blitz says she was released in 2021?
So in 2021,
let me can't interpret in this bullshit.
New York State released her. And then she was picked up by somewhere in the U.S. and then released just like a few weeks ago.
And now was she deported back to the deal?
And then it says she was deported to Germany.
Now, did they kill her immediately? I mean, like, you know.
I don't know.
How about all these old 51, 52-year-olds?
She looks fucking awesome. I mean, yeah, but filter
Like, let me see. I want to see this 51-year-old right out of bed.
Yeah, right out of bed.
This woman here, 51, is a TikTok sensation after sharing sexy secrets to her ageless looks, and she's 51. I will tell you that she looks good for 51.
She sure does.
But, I mean, I think she's heavily filtered.
Yeah.
I think we should do I think we should do 50 and over beauty contest, natural.
Miss like, old bag.
Miss
old.
That's rude.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Miss Old Bag fucking competition. These old bags are really hanging on to some beauty here, right. And we're going to present them with no makeup.
I can't wait for the one-piece bikini contest.
That's
going to be sexy.
With no makeup. No makeup at all. None. The Miss Old Bag contest.
Stop!
Did you see where this chick now, she's a professional clown. And she got kicked off of Tinder for being a professional clown.
What?
Yeah. This bitch is a clown, and she... For real. No. For real. This bitch
What's
is like...
What's the free change
to
a professional clown from an amateur clown?
I don't know, but watch.
She gets paid for it.
Just listen. Hold on. Let me turn this up.
Terrible, but I'm doing this for you guys.
Here we go.
This is going to be terrible, but I'm doing this for you guys. I have reset my Tinder, and I have replaced every single picture with pictures of Kazoo. Some of the pictures, nice...
Dear potential guy that wants to go out with this bitch who thinks she's a clown, run, because the next thing is a fucking butcher knife to your back after you blasted her.
And then she'll fold a bunch of balloons up for you and fucking...
Then she'll make a rabbit balloon out of you. Right?
Out of your penis.
You don't think she'd be really crazy in bed?
No.
No, I think she'd be
all sorts
horrible.
Of noises and sounds.
You're fucking, you're like, nee, nee, that's my nose. Yeah. Nee, oh, look at that little fucking balloon. Look at the squirrel, a balloon thing I made for you.
You know, it's whatever. And I have a fun bio. It says, I heard you were just looking for fun. Well, pal, the party has arrived. Where can I set down this birthday cake and chocolate milk?
this person is confused. And I said, why? And they said, because you're Clarin. And I'm like, so you get it? This person said, if I sent you flowers, would you think of it as a romantic gesture? And I said, I'd think of it more as a murder attempt with my hay fever. Noses don't get this big and red without lots of sneezing.
This chick voted for Trump, too, probably.
Oh, no.
Why do you say that?
Which concludes the series because my Tinder account got banned. And I appealed it, and they were like, no, not a chance. You're not getting that.
You're a fucking weirdo. Get the hell out of here, clown bitch. We don't want the guy to go out with clown bitch. When he gets killed, next thing you know, Tinder's liable. Get the fuck out of here, clown bitch.
Count back. So my take from this is...
Dear potential human beings that are listening to this podcast, if you're dating anybody or you like somebody and they like being a clown on their part in their spare time, run. Jerk off and fucking masturbate before you date this thing.
Anna used to be a clown.
What? Anna, did you used to be a clown?
No.
Yeah, with a French horn.
That's just me.
Even if you are you and you're wearing makeup, you can get your Tinder account banned because if you're wearing too much makeup, you are not allowed on Tinder.
Get the fuck off.
No shit.
Get the fuck off my computer, you weirdo.
Would it change if she was kind of hot?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it would.
But she's not.
Anna, have you talked to your parents about Blummel?
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
What has been said about Blummel?
My parents just want me to be happy. I know that sounds lame, and that's not the answer anybody was looking for. But my parents are just like, okay, well, you know, as long as you're happy, you just keep doing your thing.
Yeah, and they know that you've worked with him.
Oh yeah, they both listen to the show, and my dad's met him.
Yeah, I've hung out with
my
dad.
Very much likes Blitz.
That's a fucking plus. I mean, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't know that your parents liked anybody prior.
They have.
How about Tomas?
Tomas was very charming when he wanted to be, and is like he was good with people.
Yeah, your mom liked him.
My mom really liked him, and he very much liked my mother. So yeah. That's great.
There you go. Right.
Yeah, you want a banger.
Yeah.
Has anybody kept up with 1883? Or am I the only one?
You're the only one.
No, I'm like two episodes behind.
Oh my God, it's done. I think it's.
It ended. I know it ended last night.
Oh, good. Well, there'll be a new one up. I can watch.
Yeah.
I'm up. I was up to speed up until. Oh my God, it is so good. I cried.
Did you?
Yeah, I fucking cried.
I would love to see you cry, just to see what it looks like.
Well, I really hide that I'm crying. I kind of put my hand up and shit.
Do you like sob?
No,
you probably just has like a lone crocodile tear.
No, I just try to, I'll tear up and then I'll try to like just fucking wipe it all away and shit.
Just pretend like you're yawning. Sneezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't.
Allergies.
Oh, she's.
No.
I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen.
You can tell us. It's all right.
No,
Lummi, are you up to where she married a Native American man, Sam?
Yes.
She did?
What? No, shut up, Blitz. You're going to get in the talk.
Her? What else did she do?
And would you not agree that Sam's pretty fucking rugged?
Yeah.
Agree that Sam's like a great guy?
Yeah.
That's where you're at, right? Is that where you're at? She just married Sam?
So is Sam not a great guy?
One of them dies.
Who dies?
I don't know. You're telling me.
I'm not telling you shit.
Don't tell me, please, Bubba.
I'm not telling you shit.
Why is Sam not a good guy?
Because you're really trying to...
No, Sam is a good fucking guy. Sam is a great guy. Yeah.
Even all the way through?
Yes.
Even after he dies?
Shut up, Blitz.
Sam doesn't die.
Well, she dies.
But he gets sick with cancer, doesn't he?
Yep.
I knew it!
1883, I'm watching. I think 1883 is better than Yellowstone.
I think so,
damn.
Too.
I'm telling you right, it is good as fuck. And let me just tell you something. If Tim McGraw and his wife, Faith Hill, don't win every fucking award known to man, then the awards banquets are bullshit.
Well, we know they are.
Because Tim McGraw
is a stud.
Is a fucking stud. And his wife, Faith, is equally a stud.
Yeah, you all suck him off.
I'm just telling you, man.
I'll suck Tim McGraw.
I've never been that much of a Tim McGraw fan.
I support you, Lovey.
But I am now. God damn, he's a man's man.
He's ripped and
fucking
off,
rough.
Lummi.
Tim McGraw should run for fucking president.
Yeah.
Good as that.
Tim McGraw 2024.
Hey, that's what I'm going for. Tim McGraw with his wife as first lady. 2024, bitches.
McGraw Hill.
Exactly. I'm out of here. This podcast is officially over.